Friday Night's Losers on the OTS Sports Network is powered by Hospitality Heating and Air. The most comfortable call you can make. 803-980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality Heating and Air.
This is Gene Lucas with Hospitality Heating and Air. Been waiting to replace your aging heating and air conditioning system? Get an American Standard system and 10-year parts and labor warranty, complete with a 10-year service contract. 980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality Heating and Air.
Hello, and welcome to Friday Night's Losers. I'm your host, Gene Knight. Each week, I'll predict the losers in games heard on the OTS Sports Network as well as big games elsewhere in the state of South Carolina. I'm assisted by my loser-picking machine, J5V. J5V, we have some great games this week, so let's not beat about the bush. Let's start picking some Friday Night's losers.
All right, Gene, let's get on with week number four. Camden versus AC Flora.
The last time these two met, Camden won 27-12 and Reggie Shaw was the Flora coach. This time, Collins drafts Sky Predators in their sissy blue shirts claw out a win over Brian Ramp's Sand Hills Hounds. Friday, Night's loser, the Camden Bulldogs.
Greenwood versus Dutch Fork.
Chris Liner's Emerald City Blackbirds try to play keep away with Tommy Knott's Mean Green Machine, but wind up getting chewed to pieces in a low-scoring game. Friday, Knight's loser, the Greenwood Eagles.
Berkeley versus Somerville.
Four out of the last five times these teams have met, the game was decided by 5 points or less. Dr. Jerry Brown's Blue and Gold Bucks ride Ian Rafferty's Wild Green Surf to a big win in Monk's Corner. Cheer them on, Slicker. Friday, Knight's loser, the Somerville Greenway.
Gaffney versus Burns.
Gaffney's beaten Burns 2 years in a row. Prior to that, Burns won 3 in a row. Gaffney returns the favor. Reggie Shaw's Johnny Rebs walk into an ambush at the new and improved reservation as Dan Jones' Broad River Braves scalp them in the shadow of the giant peach. Friday, Knight's loser, the Burns High Rebels.
Fort Dorchester versus Wando.
Fort Dorchester has won 9 straight against Wando. Make it 10. Steve LaPrade's loyalists form a skirmish line and cut down the Mount Pleasant Renegades again and again and again. Friday, Knight's loser, the Wando Warriors.
Christchurch versus Asheville School.
Quinn Hatfield's sword-swinging Episcopalian swashbucklers cut the hearts out of the Cindertown team from the Old North State. Friday, Knight's loser, the Asheville School Blues.
Eau Claire versus Louisville.
Will Mitchell's team suffered their first loss last week, but they right the ship when the Richburg Pride goes to the capital city and plucks Michael Kelly's Clearwater Clovers. Friday, Knight's loser, the Eau Claire Shamrocks.
East Clarendon versus Indian Land.
Adam Hastings' Big Blue and Gold Tribe goes hunting for Scott Cook's fanged weasels and finds them, cooks them, and eats them in a stew. Friday, Knight's loser, the East Clarendon Wolverines.
Fort Mill versus Lugolf Elgin.
Rob McNeely's Sting swarms all over Matt Campbell's Blue Imps in a big win for the Fort Mill faithful at the Hive. Friday, Knight's loser, the Lugolf Elgin Blue Demons.
Nation Ford versus George Washington, Virginia.
The feathers will be flying in Fort Mill when Michael Allen's fierce black air wing swoops down on the gray ducks of old Virginia. Friday, Knight's loser, the George Washington Eagles.
Greenville versus Northwestern.
Paige Wofford's purple rain floods Serene Stadium and washes away Greg Porter's Red Renegades. Friday, Knight's loser, the Greenville High Red Raiders.
South Point versus South Florence.
Devontae Holloman's silver horses outrun Drew Marlowe's Dancing Bears at the Corral in Football City, USA. Io Silver, Friday. Knight's loser, the South Florence Bruins.
Rock Hill versus York.
The Fur will be flying at historic District 3 Stadium this week as Bubba Pittman's Fighting Cats edge Dr. Dean's Silva Pumas by a whisker in a classic game between these two schools. Friday, Knight's loser, the York High Cougars in a close one. That's all the time we have this week. Remember, football fans, whether you're a winner or a loser, always be a good sport wherever you are and attend a high school game of your choice on Friday night. But always, always be true to your school. J5V, turn it up and turn me loose.
Strap yourself in, Gino.
Push it back, way back. Come Friday, we'll be jacked up on the football game and I'll be ready to fight. We're gonna smash it now. My girl will be working on her pom-poms now and she'll be yelling tonight. So be true to your school, all right. Just like you.